some. Start up your Brum Brum cars. Get up the race flag, Caroline. This is exciting. We've got, hopefully, the next big thing in our studio. We're very happy to say good morning to 13-year-old AJ Geely. AJ, welcome to the studio, mate.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Now, Mark and I were talking about you just before the 7 o'clock news, and because we know that you've done a whole lot of stuff for some ute racing. You've raced V8s at Lakeside. You've done the King of the Mountain at Pomona. And we were worried how tall you were, if you could reach the pedals. But you're pretty tall for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's 6 foot, maybe 6'1".
Yeah, ooh, wow. That's, you would be. Yeah.
Now, AJ, because it's fascinating, here you are, the ripe old age of 13. So when was the first time you sort of drove a car at a track?
It was at Doonan before, I think this was a couple days after my 12th birthday.
Yeah.
And Jono Reynolds from our local club was like, you've got to get him in a car. You've got to get him going.
Because you'd already been driving carts and went since you were little.
So what did he see you do that made him say that?
I don't know. We were racing at Cooloola Coast Kart Club before, trying to get up in the ranks through that. And then I think I did one club day in a go-kart at his club at Lakeside DTC. Then he was like, got to get him out of, out of here in a car.
I thought you just had an awesome day at the big car track.
Now, your mum, Elena's here now. Elena, AJ comes from a third generation of racers. Your dad, what did your dad race?
My dad races a 1979 Fox Body Mustang.
Good
and
times.
What did you and your sister race?
My sister has a 350Z and I'm in a Series 1 RX-7.
And RX-7.
There you go.
Rotary power.
And tell me, I know I shouldn't ask this question, but what's the fastest you've been in that RX-7?
She's clocked about 200 kilometres an hour down the main straight.
Ooh. That's great. And then you've got AJ who's come along now. AJ, tell us about the car that your granddad bought.
The X-Series Brute Ute Falcon. It used to compete in Brute Utes. It was driven by Ben Dunn. He did a lot of series work in that car. I think it was like from 2012 to 2017. I think 2010, when the series ended.
So a Brute Ute, what exactly is that kind of ute? Are we talking like V8, 5-litre? Where does that start?
Yeah, it's your regular FG ute, just with its Mustang power. It's got the Coyote engine in it.
Oh, wow.
And now, Elena, this little hobby of AJ's, how much does it cost you a year to keep him in cars and racing?
We have projected this year's budget to probably hit around $100,000.
Too much.
So if there is anyone out there willing to open their wallets, we're just in the final stages of livery design. Still plenty of room for advertising on the car.
We can give you a Mix FM sticker.
Excellent.
We really like to help out with that. And any parent out there that's complaining about buying a new pair of soccer boots.
Yeah. But I see you've got Coastal Fasteners on board, so that's important.
That's the family business. Yeah. My mum, my dad are in partnership with both Ron and Gail Stoyle. They're one of his, they're his biggest fans. Yeah. They're backing him this whole way.
And Ronnie Stoyle knows about paying for your kids.
He does. Dimity.
His daughter's Dimity Stoyle, the surfer. Yeah. So anyone knows about spending money on sporty kids.
I'm always envious of young kids know what they want to do. Now, you admitted when you first walked in, you said, look, we're hacks. But AJ wants to make this a career.
He does. He is 100% focused on it. It's just ingrained in him. There wasn't a time I can't remember him not laying on the carpet as a little tacker, playing with Hot Wheels cars, hanging over the fence, watching us drive past on the track down at Lakeside. It was just one of those things that you knew he was going to do.
All those hours I spent watching Bathurst, Caroline, I should have been out driving.
You should have been out driving. Now, what's your dream, AJ? What would you like to drive?
Ultimate dream is definitely Porsche, running the Aussie series they have here, and if that goes well, possibly Europe.
And
that's where Harry Jones is at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harry Jones is Finland. In that skate. Yeah, wow. He's just come back from
Harry Jones is on his way back from Finland right now, and AJ is Harry's protege.
Oh, right.
Harry is his coach.
Yes. Well, you got a great coach. He was only with us in the studio just a few months back, and he's looking good as well. Mate, it's all in front of you. So when's your next race?
Oh, I think that's in
the 24th, the 25th and the 26th of March down at Queensland Raceway with Replica Tourers.
Mate, you've got no details, all right? lucky you can drive, all right? Your mum seems to extend as a pit crew throughout your life.
And just quickly, why are you allowed to drive at 12 and 13? What legalities have been, hoops have had to be jumped through?
Oh, a lot of changing of insurance. A lot.
What are his premiums worth?
Well, it's not what we pay for. John Tetley, who owns Lakeside Raceway.
And yes.
He owns a sanctioning authority that he uses for his circuits called Races. So Jono Reynolds from the Sunshine Coast Motorsport Club approached him and said, look, I've got this kid. He shows promise. How about we get him out there? We run this pilot junior development program. We let AJ show you what he's capable of and the mature head and the ability to follow instruction and not put a foot wrong. And he did that for 12 months. So I think it was 6 weeks into that junior development program with me holding onto the side of the car and him up on two wheels at a driver training center. And I couldn't do it anymore. And I said, I've got to get out of the car. And Jono was happy with that. And when he proved himself at Lakeside, you know, it was just this roll-on effect where Jono was talking to John Tetley and he said, how about we look at this age dispensation? Because he's not supposed to be racing competitively until he's 14.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it weird for a 12-year-old to be able to put a car up on two wheels? Are there many 12-year-olds that can do that?
I mean, I didn't find it weird, but I don't think there's any 12-year-olds that can really do
that. What's so weird about that?
I don't even know how you do that.
He's waving to his mum up on two wheels. What is the fastest you've driven?
I want to say around 200, 210 maybe.
210. So he's in the 200 club, Caroline.
Well, all right then. Well, AJ Gealy, we are going to know your name. You are going to be like Harry Jones Racing. You two are going to be a force to be reckoned with. And
can I just ask one more really important question before he goes? What's your favourite on-screen car ever?
On-screen car.
I mean, mine's easy. It's Mad Max's Interceptor. Okay, so, you know, you can go anywhere you like, but on-screen.
Oh, like in movies? Or?
Yeah, movies, TV, you know, fantasy world.
Oh,
you
I
must
really
have one.
I really like the Trans Am that's in Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, that a boy. He's a lover of the classics. Oh, well done, sir. And what are you seeing Smokey and the Bandit for? What is going on there?
We've drug him up the right way.
Yes. That's good. That's good. All right, buddy. Well, mate, we are so excited for your future. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us this morning. You better hop in that car, mate. Get out of here. There we go. Wow, that's the quickest exit I've seen, Caroline.